So we're going to have a little bit of fun this morning, but we also want to get things going pretty quickly here, because you'll notice in the gospel, according to Mark, things move quickly. There's a sense of urgency, as Mark writes here. We just read 20 verses, right? And in those 20 verses, a lot happened.
But, you know, I also noticed that in the beginning of the gospel, a lot didn't happen that we might expect to hear at the beginning of the story. Like, there's no story about Jesus' birth. Where were the shepherds and the angels and the magi?
Well, that's because Mark needs to move things along here. So the whole birth narrative, I mean, it's just not that important.
Christmas?
Well, okay. You know what I mean, though. Yes, Christmas is important, but Mark wants to get into the action. He wants to get things moving. And even the language that he uses suggests this. So in those first 20 verses, we just heard the word immediately three times.
That's true. Mark, like any good preacher, knows that first it's important to get your audience's attention. And then once you have it, you only have a very limited time to keep their attention. So you have to keep it going. So what happens here is that John reminds the people of the prophecy that was made by Isaiah. So Mark is showing the people that the prophecy is being fulfilled right before their very eyes. It's your turn.
I know, but we got to take a selfie here real quick.
I was telling the people about Mark getting their attention.
Attention, right. I was paying attention. So Mark begins right into the action. We have the prophecy. We have John the Baptist, and he is the one calling out as the voice in the wilderness. And Sarah, I think you are going to play the role of John this morning, so here you go.
All right. What is this thing? This is...
Well, you know, John, he was a weirdo.
This is camel's hair?
Yeah, it's the camel's hair, the wild honey, the locusts.
No, I'm not going to wear that. And you know why John wore that stuff, right?
Yes, I know why he wore that. Maybe you should tell everybody else what we know about John.
All right, well, one theory says that John was an ascetic, and that would explain why he lived out in the wilderness, why he ate the food of the land, which was honey and wild locusts, and why he dressed in camel's hair, because it's what there was, and he was trying to get close to the land, and it was part of his spiritual practice. But there are other scholars who say, no, that's not true. In fact, what happened was John was a poor person. He was like any other poor person at that time. He wore clothing like this. He ate what he could find because that's all he had. And I was thinking about this, you know, if John was in fact a poor man, then this is another example of God choosing the most lowly and lifting them up to be the ones who share the good news.
That is a great lesson that I'm glad you told everybody what we know. And we need to go into this sense of urgency a little bit more here and move things along, because this is the way that Mark did it. So John had a message.
Yes, and his message was this. You people need to straighten up, because you need to turn away from the darkness and look toward the light. I have come to baptize you with water, but one is coming after me who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
And crowds of people came out of the cities into the wilderness to listen to John preach this. And they came out and they were baptized by John in the Jordan River out in the middle of the wilderness. And John would baptize hundreds of people a day.
Hundreds of people a day. The most we've ever baptized in a day is 7. But they're talking about like this many people in one day. You know what? I think we're going to need some more water.
And I like what you're thinking there.
Okay.
And I think we're going to get to that in just a little bit. So we're moving on with the story.
All right. Okay. So Jesus came to the River Jordan, and there was John. And Jesus was baptized by John.
Hey, John, I'm Jesus, and you need to baptize me.
All right, Jesus, let's step into the River Jordan.
Great, except you know what? I need to quick take my sandals off. Could you untie them for me?
I'm not worthy.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway. Jesus was baptized by John, and as he came up out of the water, something amazing happened.
The heavens were torn apart, and the Holy Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. And a voice from heaven spoke aloud.
Jesus, I am your father.
Sorry, watching a lot of Star Wars.
That's not exactly how I imagine the voice of God sounding, but you get the idea.
Yes. So, Jesus, in his baptism, was named the Son of God. It was proclaimed right there. This is my Son, the Beloved. And Jesus was marked by the Holy Spirit. He was set apart for what he was about to do.
Baptism is a really, really important thing.
It's so important that we should be remembering it all the time. So this is the part I've
been
waiting for.
This is the part. Yes.
Yes.
We're going to remember our baptism this morning, and I wish we had a faucet that we could hook up to the baptismal font.
You didn't
and
hook
we
it
could
up.
Just, there's no faucet, you know this. But we have to use your imagination.
All right, use your imagination. You are being soaked in the waters of baptism. Know that you are a beloved child of God, and God is well pleased with you.
Now, the same thing that happened to Jesus in his baptism happened to us in our baptism. We were declared as God's very own children. You were declared as God's very own child, and you were marked with the sign of the cross and sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
That is so amazing to think about, and it's so important that that's the first thing Mark wants us to know about Jesus, and that's why he places this story first in his gospel.
So you get it, right? Baptism is a big deal. It's important for all of us. But now we need to move things along a little bit faster here, because you would think that now that Jesus is baptized, he would get to kind of sit and bask in the glow of the Holy Spirit for a while, right?
No.
No. That same Holy Spirit that just descended on him in his baptism, that Spirit immediately, there's that word, immediately sends Jesus out into the wilderness,
where he's tempted by Satan.
And it doesn't work. So Jesus then heads right into the communities around the Galilee, and he starts preaching. He tells them, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. And as he goes along, Jesus sees a couple of fishermen. Hold on to that. And Jesus said to them, hey, you follow me, and I will teach you how to fish for people. And immediately they got up and they followed him. And he went along a little further and he found a couple other fishermen. And Jesus said to them, follow me and I will teach you how to fish for people. And immediately they got up and they followed him.
So you keep hearing this word, immediately. And Mark's message is this. Jesus' baptism is just the beginning of his ministry. It's the kickoff. And right afterwards, Jesus heads out into the world to face challenges and temptation and to begin building the kingdom of God. And we see that baptism is both a blessing and a call to action.
And it's the same thing for us that it was for Jesus. Baptism for us is a blessing. It's a holy protection. It is that moment when we are marked and sealed by the Holy Spirit and declared a child of God.
And it's also, for us, a call to action. God says, you have been baptized, now you are called. Go out into the world. Face the challenges. Face the temptations. I will be with you as you begin to build the kingdom of God.
Our worship will continue with a thanksgiving for baptism. We will remember what it is to be a baptized child of God. And then we'll invite you, when the music starts playing, you can come up whenever you're ready, but we have a blessing for families. So as we start this new year, this is a tradition that we've kind of been utilizing for the last few years, but just come up with your family, and you can define family in any way that you need to. If you want to come up as with your family, if you want to come up alone, that's fine. Or if you are coming up with friends who feel like family, it's up to you to determine how you want to define that. We do have kind of a standard blessing for all families. I know sometimes in the past we've asked if there are any particular concerns you have coming up in this new year. Today, we would encourage you, if you feel the need for that special prayer, we have people who have been anointed as prayer partners, and they will be down in the meditation room after worship is over. So please go ahead and go down there for those special prayers. But this is a time of blessing. You are the baptized, the blessed and called people of God. And as we start this year, we encourage you to come forward to receive that family blessing.